Hey everyone, I am so excited for one of my favorite things of the whole year. We're going to have a living nativity, and I want to invite you to bring your family and friends. We're going to have shepherds and angels, real ones, and animals, real ones, and baby Jesus, and Mary and Joseph, and Christmas carols, and the rosary. Every hour on the hour from 5 to 8 p.m., December 12th through the 15th, and you can find all the info at schooloffaith.com. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Over and over again, Jesus points out to the Pharisees that they aren't happy with anything. They're not happy when he proclaims the truth. They're not happy when he heals the sick. They're not happy when he casts out demons. And at one point, he points out that they weren't happy either with himself or with John the Baptist. He says, "To what shall I compare the men of this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We piped you a tune, and you did not dance. We sang you a dirge, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came to eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children." The Pharisees were always dissatisfied, but for inconsistent reasons. No matter what God offered, they were just never happy with what God was trying to do. So where do we see that dissatisfaction, that evil, toxic dissatisfaction? Where do we see that in the world? And where do we see it in ourselves today? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's a mark of spoiled children that they're never happy with what they get. If you take a spoiled kid to a movie, they'll complain about the movie, or the snacks, or the fact that they would have rather gone to a sports game. If you take them to one friend's birthday party, one they wanted to go to, they'll complain that a different friend wasn't there. If it's a busy day, they'll complain they didn't get any free time. If you give them free time, they'll complain they're bored. They can always find something they don't like, no matter how desperately you're trying to please them. And unfortunately, there are an awful lot of grown-ups with the same problem. They go from one crisis to the next. When they stop bringing up one workplace drama, it's only to bring up a new one. Or their husband spends too much time at work, then their husband spends too much time at home. And they're so upset that they can't get pregnant, and then when they finally have a baby, all they can talk about is how difficult it is being a parent. It's like whatever God offers them, whatever He resolves for them, whatever prayers He answers for them, dissatisfaction is always their default. Do you fall into the same default? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As a matter of fact, God does play jigs and sing dirges for us. He does give us times of delight and times of sorrow. He gives us times in life where we feel like we're with John the Baptist, out in the desert wearing camel's hair, no bread, no wine, just munching on locusts. Dry, joyless, unpleasant. These times, they can be really hard to push through, but they cause us to develop our spiritual muscles, to learn how to let go of things we thought we needed, but we actually don't. And God also gives us times in life when we feel like we're at a banquet, eating, drinking, rejoicing in all the goodness of God's generosity and forgiveness. And the key Christian strategy is to lean into both, to embrace both. If he's asking you to stay strong, to follow through on something tough, then hang in there. You can handle it because God is with you and it will be worth it. But if he's asking you to simply rest in the goodness of who he is and all he's already done for you, then take delight in that and just have joy. If God plays you a happy song, be happy. If God plays you a difficult, sad song, then endure by his grace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Gregory the Great says that one of the keys to doing well in life is to remember this alternating up and down structure of human life. If life is an alternation of jigs and dirges, then don't make the mistake of thinking that whatever stage you're in now is permanent. St. Gregory says, in times of consolation, remember desolation. And in times of desolation, remember consolation. If life is great right now, praise God. But don't forget that another challenge is coming, and get ready for it in advance. Not in a pessimistic kind of way, but to remember that God uses the challenges in our life to make us grow, and he wants his children to grow. And if life is very difficult right now, Don't fall into the trap of thinking it will be this way forever. Soon things will look up, and there will be a period of rest and tranquility, so hang in there. It's only when we start thinking that life will always stay like this that we start to fall apart. If we remember to be both strong and flexible, we will be able, by God's grace, to respond rightly to whatever He sends us. But man, it takes effort to stay flexible. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus ends his illustration of the jig and the dirge, the happy and the sad music, with an abrupt and kind of confusing ending. He says, "But wisdom is justified by her children." What does he mean by that? Well, wisdom refers ultimately to God's magnificent design for the universe as a whole, and for each person's life in particular. So it makes sense to say that those who accept that design, who accept the way God wisely alternates joy and difficulty, those who accept that design and work with it, will prove what a good design it is. And so who are wisdom's children? They're the saints. They're the ones who respond willingly to the way God and his will is made known by ever-changing circumstances. And they are absolutely a credit to their Father. Jesus begins by talking about spoiled children who won't respond rightly to either joy or sorrow. The children of wisdom, the children who are both strong and grateful, the saints, they show what a good system God has designed for our lives if we would just learn to go along with it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What strikes you with this meditation, Teresa?
I don't know if this is necessarily something that adds to the meditation, but this really resonates as true. Because I've noticed with the easiest way to mentally approach pain and suffering is just to think of things as coming in waves. Because then you're really just, okay, I just hold out until the end of this wave. But also when you're in those gaps in between, you know to sort of prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Or like sort of build up your strength.
Hmm.
And that's true in little and big sufferings, but even if it's just, hey, I'm gonna have a lot going on that next week, I'm gonna do less this week, as just life kind of comes in waves, so you're really grateful and more aware of how it feels to like not suffer is so heightened when you're aware of either passing suffering or coming suffering. And I think one of the best feelings in the world is right after coming out of some great pain. And suddenly, just feeling even a little normal is electric.
Yeah.
It is the most exhilarating feeling to be like, oh my gosh, I feel okay.
Yeah. What will it be like when we can die and enter into eternal life?
Yeah.
And we realize, oh, wait, I'm going to be okay forever.
That's such a good point. I've never thought about that. I think of life as very much a cycle of sickness, or I'm just kind of waiting until the next thing that makes me feel terrible. But there's something so delightful about the idea of feeling good forever. Not just feeling nothing, feeling good.
We will feel so good, it's beyond imagination, forever. And there is no danger of that changing.
Mm-hmm.
No danger of it stopping.
Yeah. But on the flip side, this awareness of suffering is what builds your capacity for that kind of enjoyment, to really know what it means to feel good.
And not only that, this life, heaven is a time of love for sure. This is the really a time of growing in love. What do I mean by that? When everything goes your way, when you get everything you want, do we really love God? I mean, do we love him for his sake or just what we get?
Mm-hmm.
But when suffering hits, or loss, or difficulty, or trials, and we're not getting what we want, will we still make the choice to love God? Because when we love him, when we're not getting what we want, is maybe the only times we really love him.
Yeah.
In a pure way. So really, it might be, it is for a fact that our greatest growth in love of him comes in the time of suffering.
It's really the only way to tell the difference between our love as just an enjoyment or as something that can become use.
Yeah, will
or
we
just
be
love?
Will we be friends with God only when he's giving us everything we want?
Mm.
Will we continue to be friends with God when he's not? Now, where I struggle is that I know that ultimately God is in control of everything. So when I'm experiencing great pain, I'm mad at him because I know that ultimately he can control it and that ultimately he's allowing this. So it's normal, but it also shows me where I need to grow up.
Mm.
And the difficulty is that this is precisely how God will make me grow up. So the word that struck me during this meditation was flexible.
Flexible.
Are we flexible to accept both? Are we flexible to accept both the joys and the sorrows from the hand of God and to trust him and love him through both? That would be a good resolution.
Mm.
A good resolution flowing from this meditation would be to work on being flexible, to trust and love God no matter what comes. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.